over there.
Derek Barnett, where was he today?
Where was he? He was getting treatment. He has a lower body injury.
Day to day.
He'll be okay. He's day to day.
Doug, what jumped out at you from Thursday night after you watched the film?
Well, I thought, I thought the first defense actually really played extremely fast, played well, created some turnovers for us offensively, did a nice job, at the start of that football game. They got 25 snaps and did a nice job. I thought offensively we started a little bit slow. We had a couple position changes, obviously, the day before the game. So, it's no excuse. We just got to go play and get better. And, and then you get into the second half of the game and defensively, four turnovers or takeaways. I thought that were very, very, very good. Offensively, though, we gave it up three times. So, and then the penalties. I think there were 14 thrown, I think nine accepted. So that's unacceptable, something we talk about, and we have to clean up before Thursday.
Mike Rose said yesterday that Alshon was a little bit behind. How much of that is just from not practicing, and do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, Alshon's doing fine. He's working. He's getting reps, whether he's not in. He's getting reps off on the side. He's getting reps when he's in there. So, he's right where he needs to be. Everybody makes mistakes. It's that time of the year. We've got a lot of football in right now. And he's doing well.
On the route you ran on that first third down play, what do you attribute that to?
I attribute it to, we've got a lot of football in right now. We do have very similar plays. We have like plays where routes are very similar. And the fact is, we just everybody's gonna make a mistake. What I was encouraged by was Carson getting back to Zach Ertz on the play, we've got to do a better job on first and second down, so we're not in third and 12s and third and 11. So it's not one person. Collectively, there was enough to go around to clean up, and fortunately for us, we got a couple of weeks to do that.
The extra pressure that Jim brought on Dee, could that be because he has maybe a little more confidence now in the back end, if the coach doesn't get there?
Well, I think D coordinators, when they do pressure, you got to rely on your secondary, obviously, particularly your corners, puts them on islands. With the addition of Darby and allowing our guys to play out there. I think it frees him up to maybe pressure a little bit. He's always said that, when you got corners on the perimeter, you can put, five or six man pressure on a quarterback, and that was encouraging. We were able to get to the quarterback last Thursday and disrupt some timing. Darby had obviously the pick. Rodney came off the edge and tip pass, and Michael got the interception and all of that. So that's good to see, we'll just keep working on it.
What's the plan for the Dolphins practices, and how much will you guys work against each other, and how much contact will you
have? Well, the whole reason for them to come up here is to work against them. So that's the first thing. We will be in full pads tomorrow. We'll be in shoulder pads and shorts on Tuesday. And we'll get our work in. It's great for them to come up, and it's great for our guys. We'll change the scenery for both teams, both players. Adam and I have talked about it, and we've rehearsed everything, gone over everything. The coordinators have talked, so we're well prepared on this deal, and we're just excited to get him in here and get some good work in for a couple of days.
What is the acquisition of Darby? What does that do for a young guy like yourself? Does that give him a chance to kind of
It gives him a chance to kind of sit back and watch these guys and watch a guy like Darby and Patrick Robinson and even Jalen, who played a full season last year. At that position, to just to kind of take a step back and just watch and observe, and he's getting better. I'm encouraged by what we've seen out of Razul, and the more reps, the better. But at the same time, too, watching is also very good.
Where's Phil Allen in his recovery, and do you have any kind of timetable on when he'll be ready?
Again, like I've said with him, he's getting close. I can't put a specific time on it. Again, he's one of the guys that I don't want to rush back, obviously. I don't want to say day to day, week to week. I'm not going to put a time frame on it. I'm hopefully he's ready for Washington.
How important is it to get Wendell back in the running back mix, finally back in practice?
It's really good. you know, with me resting Sproles in these games and all that, it taxes, you know, it taxes some of the younger guys out there, and now he can take some of those reps, and he needs those reps too. He's missed some time, and you know, it's a chance to get back into the offense and pick up kind of where he left off. So it is good to see him back out here.
As far as the offense, do you want to keep it basic in this third preseason game, or do you want to try to game plan a little more for this game?
Yeah, we're, you know, a little both. Honestly, a little of both. You know, we're still evaluating, so, you know, you can't go in with a full game plan. You know, we are practicing against them, so we don't want to show everything that we're going to run in the game. But at the same time, you know, we'll look at them as they will us, and we'll have a plan. But by no means is it going to be like a Washington or a Kansas City type game plan in season stuff. We're still evaluating some players.
Will there be live periods against Dolphins?
No. Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.